questions. Sorry.
So IRS liens, IRS and state tax liens, they're very different. We see state tax liens on credit for $200. So it seems like there's no minimum. If you owe the state and you don't pay them, they're going to slap a lien on you. With the IRS, it's a little bit different. The IRS is much nicer, and they've become much nicer over the last couple of years. So they raised the amount of what prompts a lien from $5,000 to $10,000. So if you owe under $10,000, it's not going to prompt a lien.
Oh, wow. That's pretty lenient.
If you owe under $25,000 and you pay, and you're in a payment plan with the IRS to pay full debt owed, you can get the tax lien removed before you pay the debt. So you can get that tax lien removed from public record and from your credit report before the full $25,000, if it's up to $25,000, is paid. And you could go and refinance a mortgage. Let's say you're going to be saving hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a month, hundreds and thousands of dollars over the course of the life of your 30-year mortgage. For example, if you had a 6 or 7% interest rate and you could now get a 3.5% interest rate, that could equal a fortune of money on a monthly basis or over the life term of the loan. And you can't get that refinance because you have an open tax debt of $20,000. If you go into an agreed payment plan with the IRS to pay that tax debt in full, and you make payments that are debited from your bank account, you can request a withdrawal of lien, and they will remove that lien completely before the full tax debt is paid. You could then refinance your mortgage and save a fortune of money while you have open tax debt.
Wow, that's
great. This is, like, amazing. And the reason this happened is because the IRS wants you to pay them. So they're giving you a good reason to motivate you.
So what do you do?
So when you speak to the IRS, when you're getting into that payment plan with them, before you make a payment, you tell them you want a withdrawal of tax lien letter. They agree to do that, and about 3 months after you're in the payment plan and you're paying on time and it's automatically debited from your bank account, they will send you that letter, and you can then get the tax lien withdrawn from public record, from the courts, and from your credit report. So now your credit score, maybe it dropped 100 points because you have a tax lien that's on your credit report. Now, before you've paid it off, you get it withdrawn, it comes off your credit, your score goes up another 100 points. Now you can get better rates on credit cards. Now you can get better rates on a car. Now you can get better rates on a mortgage, maybe purchase a property, even at the same time that you have open debt with the IRS.
Wow.
So this And also the other thing we see all the time with tax liens, whether they're state or IRS, oh, my God, this is what we hear. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I saw this letter from the state, and I called my accountant, and he said, oh, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it. And now I look on my credit report, and there's a state lien for $400. When you see something, when you get a letter from the IRS or from the state about taxes owed, and you call your accountant or your CPA, you make sure you don't stop until you know there's a resolution and it's done quickly. Because your CPA or accountant, if they're busy and they put it off to the side and you get a lien, that's going to destroy your credit and maybe destroy the possibility of a lot of really great financial opportunities that could save you money. So you don't want to just leave it to your CPA or accountant, if they say, oh, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. You want to know, when are you going to take care of it? If something happens to my credit, I'm holding you responsible. You want to make sure that you follow up and you call the state and you call the IRS if you have to. Don't leave it to your CPA or accountant if you are not sure you can trust the fact that they're going to take care of it immediately.
Well, how do you know?
You call them every day.
Harass them.
I'm telling you.
Yes, you really have to do that because I guess they would get busy and they might be a good accountant, but, you know, you might
or,
not.
Or you pay the IRS or the state the $400 and get it refunded later. Better you pay them a small amount of money than have your credit ruined winding up paying $400 a month extra on your refinance. It's not worth it.
Good tip.